This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in 7 years, Chicago's public school teachers have walked off the job. Teachers going on strike today, and the union president, Jesse Sharkey, says there's a lot to negotiate.
We need to have the tools that we need to do our jobs in our schools. That's extremely important. We need to have pay and benefits that give us dignity and respect. We don't think we're there on that yet.
Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot pledging her team will work around the clock to try to end the work stoppage and get the school year going again as quickly as possible. Even political rivals are mourning the death of Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings. He died this morning in Baltimore. He was 68. Earthquake drills are going to be held around the country this morning. We're to drop cover and hold on at 10:17 a.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Top Democratic leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, stormed out of a meeting with President Trump at the White House, claiming the president had a meltdown, and Pelosi calling him a third-rate politician. However, U.S. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy was there, and he says the meeting went on despite their exit.
You know the most interesting part? They left the meeting. Other Democrats stayed, and we had the most normal meeting you could ever have that was productive with the General, the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of Defense, and the President.
That meeting to discuss the situation in northern Syria, where Turkey is invading and targeting the Kurds who had fought beside U.S. troops against ISIS, but the troops from the U.S. have now been pulled back by President Trump. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are now in Turkey to try to broker a ceasefire, but the Turkish president says there's not going to be one. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A storm forming in the Gulf of Mexico could threaten the U.S. Gulf Coast, as the National Hurricane Center says there is a 60% chance that the system will turn into a tropical cyclone over the next few days. The Hurricane Center says the Gulf Coast can expect gusty winds, rough surf, and rain later this week and into the weekend. The fate of the Hollywood Ripper is now up to an L.A. jury. Michael Gargiulo was convicted of murdering two women and trying to kill a third, and the jury is now deliberating whether to give him the death penalty or life in prison. The 43-year-old attacking women who lived near him in various parts of Los Angeles County between 2001 and 2008. He's also wanted on charges. He killed a neighbor near Chicago back in 1993, and a Utah trooper is being called a hero after pulling an unconscious man out of a vehicle just seconds before it was struck by a train. A dramatic dash cam video showing the trooper, Ruben Carrera, running to the vehicle that was parked on the railroad tracks north of Salt Lake City, desperately trying to get the man out in time. Another trooper can be heard yelling that the train is coming, Correa pulling the man out just in the nick of time, the oncoming train then smashing the vehicle, sending it flying some 30 feet. The driver of the vehicle and the trooper were both uninjured. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. John Whitehead joins us now. John, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Staying busy like you, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God for that.
too busy sometimes.
Well, I want to talk to that constitutional attorney side of you right now with what this country is going through and enduring, brought to us by the Democratic Party, Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, with these closed door hearings, trying to come up with some sort of plausible story to why they should impeach Donald Trump.
Closed door hearings are not a good idea. We need open government. We need to know what people are talking about. We need all the facts, and we're not getting that. So, I mean, the impeachment process is guaranteed in the Constitution. I mean, the Founding Fathers thought impeachment was a good idea if it was a public thing where people would talk about if a president was doing something illegal, possibly illegal, unauthorized, whatever. But these closed-door hearings and sneaking around and stuff, though, that doesn't work. I mean, I want to know what they're talking about. Do they have the facts? Let's ante up, guys, okay? I want to hear what you got to say.
Well, we've had 2.5 years of a lot of innuendo, leaks, and whatever. So, I mean, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. So they've established what they call, you know, when they're pointing to the other side, they talk about a fact pattern. Well, they have a clear fact pattern in how they do business. And one of the things, you and I as constitutional loving patriots, due process has been thrown out the door when it comes to the Democratic Party.
Due process is thrown out the door, yeah. Again, I say the thing about the Constitution is that it requires open government. Open government is not people holding secret meetings trying to figure out how they're going to throw somebody out of office and those kind of things. No. If they've got some facts, they should line them up, present them, and then the president has a right to respond. But, all this turmoil we're seeing right now, I'll be honest with you, it's not good for the country, by the way. It looks,
exactly.
And when I talk to some foreign journalists who interviewed me, they're saying things like, what's happened to America? What's going on over there? And what's going on is we're being run by people, again, this has been some people on both sides of the parties, people who basically, in my opinion, are not qualified to be there. They're not all that intelligent. They don't know the Constitution, by the way. I mean, surveys show that your average representative or senator elected to government in this country doesn't even know the Bill of Rights. They don't know what's in the Constitution. They don't understand it. So what you have here in most instances is government run by administrators behind the scenes, people that work for the so-called faces you're seeing. And that's basically what you're seeing today. You're seeing faces. You're not seeing the real people who are manipulating behind the scenes.
Well, yeah, we've talked about this, John, before, is that we've got this unelected shadow bureaucracy in the background that is well entrenched in our government. And this is what Donald Trump has been exposing. And they've had their way, doing things their way, having their way with the people and the people's treasury for all this time. And you've got somebody who's come in, you know, who's come in and is moving their cheese, and they're not happy with that.
They're not happy with it, and the thing is, and I keep telling people this, and again, I've written on it extensively, there was a 2014 Princeton Northwestern University study where they studied all the policies that have been passed in Washington, D.C. over the past 20 years. They came to the conclusion, and they actually say it, where the United States is ruled by a moneyed elite that hides behind the scenes. Most people don't know who they are. These are professors. This was a very, very fine study, by the way. It was really well done, but anyway, what we're seeing is the American people, as I look at it, and I'm really concerned politically and culturally what's happening in this country, most Americans are not up on what's happening. They're not studying. They don't know the Constitution themselves. They aren't getting up on all the situations that we're seeing, so they're not fully informed. And the only way that we're going to see any change in this country is the average American, as I want to call it, need to start interacting with their senators and representatives in Congress. You can watch your TV set and complain about it, but if you're not doing something about it, when I look at somebody, I say, who's the fault? And I say, go look in the mirror if you're not up on things. And you do your research and get active in your government and complain to your representatives about this. If you don't like their secret backdoor meetings, then start fighting for the truth.
Exactly, because what happens with the secret backdoor meetings, they beget more secret backroom meetings. And right now, it may be in your favor, but tomorrow, as we found out, and as the Republicans, or I should say the Democrats and Harry Reid found out the hard way, is that if you go nuclear when you're in power, guess what happens? When the other guy's in power, they get to go nuclear, and they get a Supreme Court justice in.
Exactly. And listen, you know me, I've sued politicians in and out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years. Right. D.C., if, again, your representatives or what your so-called representatives are only going to do their job if you keep on their backs. I mean, there's a lot of money flowing in and out of Washington, D.C. I mean, I had a congressman years ago tell me when I was at one of my early trips up, he walked along the street. He said, John, if people here in Washington, D.C. say hello in the morning, it's a money decision. And do we want our government run like that? Is that how we want it done? If we don't like what's doing then, folks, like I'm saying, get active. Start badgering your representatives.
Yeah, you've got to hold them accountable. I mean, this is what government of for by we the people is all about, is that
well, you
get the government
the word
you deserve. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we the people. That's how the Constitution starts. That means that we are the government. Those people serve us. Even the President of the United States serves us. But so for some reason, we set back, and the schools don't do a very good job of teaching this. We set back, and now we're sort of the servants watching the leaders hold backdoor meetings and doing all the crazy things they do. But, folks, like I said, we the people are the government. Do your job or it's your fault.
Yeah, they're spending our money. I mean, $23 trillion in debt. Go ahead.
Well, you see the latest report, more Americans paid more money in taxes and all this stuff than food, shelter, and medical care last year.
Yeah.
And what in the world are we getting, this crazy stuff going on? I mean, again, we shouldn't be putting up with that.
Yeah, we're getting a resistance against a duly elected president that has wasted 2.5 years of time and resources. John, if we had a little bit of cooperation, I firmly believe we'd be looking at 4 or 5% GDP. I think our border would be fixed. Some of these immigration issues that we're dealing with, we wouldn't have to worry so much about our citizens being murdered in the street at the hands of illegal aliens. The trade deficits that have been taking place. I mean, we've got a champion for our cause. But we've allowed the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi to tie his hands behind his back.
Yeah, and again, whose fault is that? Like I said, yeah. Listen, this is a great country. The problem, however, morally, I'm seeing a tremendous decline. The morals are going out the window, as you know, Bill.
Yes.
And citizen participation is so low today. I have people who are complaining about what's happening in their local communities. And I'm saying, listen, you're 5 minutes away from a city council meeting. Get in your car, drive down there, get out, get five of your friends, and tell them to change what you don't like. But
exactly.
Getting people to move today, I mean, the average American watches 150 hours of television a month. I'm telling people, give me one-third of those hours and
right.
fight for freedom and a good, decent government.
Exactly, and see what happens to your kids and the next generation coming up. We've got more from
exactly.
John Whitehead.
And that's the most important thing, the next generation.
Exactly. Going to break, we've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached 4-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with constitutional attorney, author, and founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, continues. John, you touched on something that's absolutely critical. I mean, the basis of our Constitution is you've got to have a moral foundation. If that erodes, you're in trouble and the Constitution implodes on itself. Our founding fathers understood that. It counts on, you know, self-responsibility and self-reliance. When we're relying on the government, we're asking the government to do something it was never intended to do. And this is why right now we're vulnerable to these ideas of, you know, abandoning capitalism for socialism.
Exactly. Socialism, if you want socialism, folks, look over at China now, places like that. Where right. People are being arrested for just saying something that the government doesn't like. And it's headed this way, by the way. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security is doing threat assessments on all homes. They go from green to red. Mm-hmm. And they're watching you every way possible. So you better wake up. I mean, but you're the right, a good moral populace is what keeps the country free. But when I'm seeing kids today, what they're watching on YouTube, porno mm-hmm. is everywhere.
Exactly. I mean, yeah.
And sex trafficking has gone completely out of the sky. I mean, I've written on that, by the way. Mm-hmm. The sex trafficking stuff, kids are getting, little kids are now being raped. And listen, it's happening in your local community, by the way. It's one of the biggest businesses in this country, but Americans are closing their eyes. And like I say, if your mind is useless, if your eyes are blind, so open your eyes, folks, and see what's going on in your country and do something about it. I mean, that's what patriotism is all about. The patriot doesn't stand by and go, oh, okay. The patriot gets out there with a picket sign or gets down to a meeting or grabs that congressman on the street and says, hey, you going to do your job or we're going to vote you out, dude.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is, John, you know, people need to understand it's a small minority, very, very small minority of Antifas and these radicals that are running the streets yes. and tormenting people. Well, guess what? All it takes is a small minority of morally minded, patriotic minded individuals to come in and make a difference. Because look at when the first American Revolution started, it wasn't like everybody was in, right?
No. It took a small group. That's all it was a small group. Mm-hmm. And again, the government, the so-called deep state, if you want to call that, fears active citizenry. They don't want that. They want you sitting on your hind ends, watching your screen devices, and not acting. And that's just lazy. And laziness, by the way, has led to this. I mean, I've been speaking on this for years, trying to get people active, trying to get the schools to teach the Bill of Rights, which is like impossible. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Bill, I'm telling you, with this move towards globalism, by the way, and it's coming, it looks like it to me, we're going to see some things that my parents would have been horrified at what's coming around the pike. My parents have been horrified at what they're seeing today, by the way.
No, without a doubt. Well, this is why, you know, I believe we're so fortunate to have someone like Donald Trump in the Oval Office right now, because in a way he's a bit of a stopgap. Because, you know, I think, okay, Donald Trump is here today. Who's going to take over tomorrow? What other non-beholden patriot are we going to have coming into the White House? Somebody who can, you know, cover his own bills, even give up 50% of his assets to become president of the United States? Because it's cost his brand at least that, John. You know, in his commitment here, he's taken a big hit on behalf of this country. And meanwhile, you know, he's being maligned at every turn, you know, by a small minority, by Nancy Pelosi, by the Democrats, by, you know, these power hungry individuals that Lindsey Graham called out, said, I hope you don't get it. I hope you don't get the power that you are so lusting for, because it's going to be dangerous for this country. No doubt about it. And here they are. They're totally full force. They're on steroids for this power hunger that they're trying to satisfy, and meanwhile they're using everything within their power and then some that they can get away with, and people are being, you know, they're being overworked, they're being wiped out, but they need to focus their energy on some key areas to make the difference. That's what's needed right now. They have an all-out strategy, and they're holding to the con, as Dinesh D'Souza says, and this con of impeachment of this president, and we need to hold on to the things that are right and moral and good for this country.
Thanks. 100%, yeah. You know, the founding fathers were pretty vocal. The country was, and the Constitution was established for a moral populace. They said that. Some even said a Christian populace.
Right.
But again, as I'm looking, like I'm saying, the mainstream media, the way it presents things today, the what they're showing kids, is so distressing if you... Look, you want to look at the future and say, what's the next generation going to be like?
Exactly.
You know? The next generation, and I'm saying, listen, I talk to law students today, they can't tell me what's in the First Amendment. They're not teaching it. Mm-hmm. They have no sense of morality. So what's going to happen? And what that means is they're so easily manipulated at that point.
Exactly.
They don't have something, a reference point, which they can say, well, that's wrong. You shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem.
Well, you know, I'm in California right now, John, and, you know, to your point, the Bible lays out and God lays out things very clearly. He says there's a man and a woman, okay? That's your choice. It's a binary choice. You either are a man or a woman, and the biologics of that are very clear, okay? Now in California, there's 63 gender options. Is it any wonder these young kids are confused and bewildered?
Is there any wonder the suicide rate among young teenagers is at the highest it's been? Yeah. There's a lot of confusion out there with young kids, and I really feel for them. I think that they have no guidance, and that's one reason you're seeing so many kids on drugs now. You see them committing suicide. Like I say, the suicide among teenagers is at its highest level ever.
Right.
And it's a sad situation, and very few people are addressing it, by the way. I mean, I don't hear, you know, you do it, but just getting people to talk about it today, they seem to just want to go with the way the flow is going.
Exactly.
But the way the flow is going, I mean, I'm telling you, Putin and the head of China, they're smiling.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, here it is. We're embracing the Rodney King philosophy of, you know, getting along to go along. John, in your book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, you address something that you brought in to this recent column, Terrorized, Traumatized, and Killed, the Police State's Deadly Toll on Americans' Children. We've got just short of 3 minutes. Break that down for us.
Yeah, we're seeing more shootings. I mean, there's a lot of anti-police stuff going on today, and I don't think that's good. I think what I'm seeing is a lot of, and I've talked to police chiefs now that are getting nervous about how police are trained in the worst-case scenario. For example, when they see you, they're getting nervous. They're shooting people easy. There was that woman in Fort Worth that was shot through the window. I don't know if you saw that case.
Yeah, I saw that, and supposedly the kid is saying that she had a gun in her hand.
Well, supposedly, yeah, but again, they don't know that. But the point is that we're seeing police officers sent out to deal with so-called welfare checks and things like that. They're not trained to do that. They need crisis intervention training. They're putting police officers on the line out there, and they shouldn't be out here doing that. There's teams that work with police officers, and they can be trained properly. But, again, there's just a lot of shootings going on and stuff like that. And, again, it goes back to the training. This militarized training of police is not working in a civilized society. I don't know. So FBI statistics show that we have the lowest crime rate in our history right now. Americans are not very, very violent. However, we have police being trained in the worst-case scenario and be trained like military units dressed in camouflage outfits. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work in a free society either. I mean, I'm a former military officer, an infantry officer. Mm-hmm. I saw a raid recently in our hometown where the police were dressed in camouflage gear with helmets on, driving up in MRAPs, which are tanks on tires. And I'm going, what? For an old lady in the house? You're kidding me. There are a lot of, listen, local community, it goes along with what we've been saying so far. A local community, get your neighbors together and make this stuff stop. Get proper training for these people out there. And don't be putting police officers into situations where they're dealing with mentally unstable people. Train them with crisis intervention teams and properly train these people so they'll end up doing something that's incredibly dangerous and crazy, okay?
Yeah, and why would you have a police officer shooting a dog in front of a 4-year-old girl?
Oh, man, we've seen that a lot, yeah.
Well, that's insane.
Shoot up to 500 dogs a day. And again, I've trained dogs. Recently, I was on a trip to San Antonio for a business meeting. Before we landed, I got in the newspaper article, police shot a chihuahua on the street because he felt threatened. You know, listen, take your foot, move the dog over, and move on.
He's a constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Take care.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in 7 years, Chicago's public school teachers have walked off the job. Teachers going on strike today, and the union president, Jesse Sharkey, says there's a lot to negotiate.
We need to have the tools that we need to do our jobs in our schools. That's extremely important. We need to have pay and benefits that give us dignity and respect. We don't think we're there on that yet.
Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot pledging her team will work around the clock to try to end the work stoppage and get the school year going again as quickly as possible. Even political rivals are mourning the death of Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings. He died this morning in Baltimore. He was 68. Earthquake drills are going to be held around the country this morning. We're to drop cover and hold on at 10:17 a.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth joins us now. Yes, the founder proprietor of BringinBabe.com, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, and the Media Equality Project. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, all things considered. I got to tell you, honestly, I'm very frustrated, though. This Dems' incessant impeachment road that they've got America on, it's ridiculous. I mean, meeting behind closed doors, you know, Schiff is controlling the narrative and leaking out, you know, what bits of information he wants to leak out that will be advantageous for the Democrats. Forget about due process. I mean, you know, the fact pattern that they are relying on is the same thing that they've done time and again. They want to control everything. They don't want any outside involvement, whether we're talking Obamacare or we're talking about, you know, the selection of a Supreme Court justice. They're doing it to the people once again, Megan, and it's frustrating.
Well, and Leslie Zeldin came out this week on Twitter, and he basically referred to them as Soviet-style hearings, and that's exactly what they are. They wouldn't allow Matt Gaetz into the hearings. They wouldn't allow Lee Zeldin into the hearings. And as you said, they're selectively choosing and picking testimony to leak instead of providing the American people the entire context of the statements made under oath. Some of these witnesses that they have called have testified for 10 or 11 hours. So you know there's a lot more than what the Democrats are sharing with the American public. And so, you know, I guess transparency is out the window. And what's interesting is Nancy Pelosi the other day came out and she said that she is not going to seek an impeachment vote. Oh, well, isn't that interesting? Well, why not, Nancy? That should be the question asked of Nancy Pelosi by members of the mainstream media, but you know that question is not going to be asked because, as James O'Keefe exposed today, CNN is working on behalf of the Democrat Party by pushing Democrat narratives. But Nancy Pelosi isn't taking it to the floor because she likely does not have the vote. There are many reps, that are junior that won in 2018 that Trump had won in 2016. But here's, I think, an example of how woke the American public is. Did you happen to notice what happened in Louisiana this week?
Yes.
The Democrats got...
And how purposeful the mainstream media was in putting a kibosh on the news out of Louisiana?
Right. They completely ignored Louisiana. Now, this was a huge election for the GOP in the sense of the outcome. A special election normally does not get the turnout that a general election does or a midterm election does. This special election, the GOP saw more voters come than any time, and the GOP is just a few votes short of a supermajority in the Louisiana legislature, where now we have a runoff for governor come in Louisiana. This is the harbinger of things to come. We cannot forget North Carolina either in that special election where the Republican trounced the Democrat, even though the mainstream media was telling us that it was a neck and neck race. It wasn't even close. Louisiana was a bloodbath for the Democrats. You saw many, many Democrats cross party lines and vote for Republicans in Louisiana. Another good example of how this impeachment is falling flat on its face with the American people is the interviews that are coming out of Iowa and Ohio and Michigan of many lifelong Democrats that are leaving the Democrat Party because they see through this hoax. They see through the charade, and they don't want the American public held hostage by another sham investigation that the Democrats are conducting.
Well, it's been 3 years. I mean, we went through the Russian collusion, $70 million worth of expenditure. We were all left on the edge of our seat. Adam Schiff said he had the goods. You know, Trump was out of the office. There's no way he's gonna be able to survive this. He's got all the facts. And meanwhile, where are those facts that he supposedly had that was going to, allow for President Trump's departure and an upending of a duly elected president? I mean, it's so obvious that this attempted coup by the Democrats, complicit with the deep state and the bureaucratic apparatchik that continues to operate in the shadows. But this is something that Donald Trump has brought to the frontier, and we the people have to get behind this president if we're really going to clean this up, because this is a corruptible mess that we're living with and that we continue to pay for. And it's costing us endless amounts of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, of waste because we're having to put up with this.
Well, you're absolutely right. But like I said, the American people aren't as stupid as the Democrats need us to be. Remember, it was Jonathan Gruber said that the Democrats relied on the stupidity of the American people to pass Obamacare.
What arrogance.
it's complete hubris and arrogance. And so what we see now is them tripling down on another narrative. And when the facts don't fit the narrative, they change the narrative or they leave out the facts. Look at what Adam Schiff did to the transcript. We were told that between the president and the Ukrainian president, we were told by Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi that the transcript had everything. That was going to be the nail in the coffin. Well, it wasn't the nail in the coffin because Adam Schiff had to improvise and change the transcript to make it sound more spooky and scary.
Exactly.
So they have nothing. They have absolutely nothing, and that is why Nancy Pelosi isn't taking a vote. It's not only because she's afraid that her caucus will be split and some of her junior representatives in the majority will lose their seats and she'll lose the House, but it's also because she does not want to grant the Republicans subpoena power.
Right.
Because once she takes that vote, then the minority party, the Republican Party in the House, can issue subpoenas 16 ways to Sunday. and watch the subpoenas fly.
Exactly. And this isn't going to be, if that happens, this won't be settled before Thanksgiving, which is what they want to do. This is, and not to mention, the other thing is they're raising so much money. The fundraising windfall for the Democrats over this issue of impeachment has been a windfall for them.
Not as much as a windfall for the president.
No, absolutely not. I was going to say, you're exactly right. President Trump doing very well, and they're expecting, what, $2 billion in the war chest before it's all done?
Yeah, and the last numbers I saw, I think they were up to like 50-some million when the impeachment charade started by the Democrats. They had raised, in just a few short days, like $35 million, and now I think that number is over $50 million. And we're going to need a war chest that big, especially if Hillary Clinton gets back in the race. Let's not forget that Hillary Clinton outspent Trump 2-1. She spent $1.2 billion, and she still couldn't find enough money to go into Wisconsin.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, you know, those tickets to Wisconsin are very expensive. You know, I'm telling you, you know, it's a very expensive state to get to. But I can tell you, you know, you look at the rallies of Donald Trump, thousands of people, in spite of Antifa and all the resistance out in the streets, he goes straight into Minneapolis. You got to love this. I mean, in Louisiana, right before the elections, and unlike the previous president, when Donald Trump goes to campaign and support fellow Republicans, positive things happen. Do you remember how often former President Obama would go and support, whether it was here domestically or overseas? It was almost like he was the death nail. And I kept wondering, I go, why do people keep wanting him to come and promote? Because he doesn't have a very good track record.
And I'm sorry, who is that again?
We're talking about Obama. When Obama would go and support, you know, candidates, he right. had more of a losing record than a winning record, whether it was domestically or overseas. Remember, he went over and was, you know, championing the cause against Bibi Netanyahu. Of course, he gets reelected, and this was previously, and then also Brexit. He was telling England, you know, there's no way the United States is not going to do business with you. This is a bad deal. Do not go along with this Brexit vote. You need to stay in the EU, remember?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And let's not forget the midterms when President Obama was president.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
American people rejected his policies. In 2016, 63 million Americans rejected Obama's policies. That's why Hillary Clinton lost. Now what has happened is actually Barack Obama seems more like a moderate, doesn't he, compared to the field of Democrats that we had to witness on the debate stage the other night.
Exactly.
And so, you know, what is a moderate socialist?
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic complex with its high concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578, or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. A conversation with Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, continues. Megan, the Democrats are so desperate, and you and I have discussed this before. And let me tell you, voter fraud will find a new level because they are so desperate. They are not counting on, as you stated earlier, on having people follow their policies. I mean, what have they got to sell? It is not, they're selling something that 70% of America doesn't want. So how are they going to convince us that we were wrong? I think controlling the ballot box, they're going to do everything they can, like what they did in California and other states, to rig the vote.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. It's similar to what I've been witnessing here in Nevada. I've lived here for 4 years. Last weekend, I was at the American Priorities Conference. I was an invited speaker, and I was on a panel with Tom Fitton, as well as Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote, and John Loudon, who started a ballot initiative in Florida, which will be on the 2020 ballot. So, Bill, you'll see this because you reside in Florida.
Right.
But it will be Amendment 1, and it takes out the loophole that the Democrats take advantage of to allow non-citizens, foreign nationals, to vote in our election. This is happening. They want to talk about foreign interference in our elections. It's not Russia. It's not China. It is foreign nationals. It is dreamers. It is illegal aliens that end up on our voter rolls, and we have no way to find them or remove them because there isn't one Secretary of State that compares the citizenship data that the federal government has to their state's voter rolls. The DMV is now automatically registering voters in many states. Mm-hmm. Well, the DMV does not keep proper records. That doesn't come from me. That comes from a left-wing activist who now is opposing Donald Trump's administration's request to get the DMV records of citizenship in order to boost the census, in order to give more credibility to the census.
Exactly.
So you know that the Democrats know that the voter rolls are dirty, and you know that the Democrats are going to use those dirty voter rolls to win in the slightest of margins. It does not take two votes to win an election. It simply takes one vote.
Yes.
And when your vote is compromised by a foreign national voting, you lose your voice. That is a form of censorship. And so Tom Fitton has been doing a great job, as we witnessed in California, where California settled with Judicial Watch to remove 2 million voters, 2 million voters from the state's voter rolls.
Mm.
Now, Hillary Clinton likes to say, oh, I won the national vote. I won the popular vote. Without California, you wouldn't have won jack, lady.
Right.
And you only won by 2 million votes. And guess where those came from? California.
Yeah, that's my question, is how many of those votes that were removed, those names that were removed, how many voted Democrat?
Well, don't you find it kind of funny, for example, when Norm Coleman ran against Stuart Smalley, what was that? He got kicked out of the Congress up in Minnesota, Al Franken.
Yes.
When Norm Coleman ran against Al Franken, he only lost by, I think, like, I don't know, a handful, maybe 1,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just so happened to find 1,200 ballots. And oh, guess what? All of those ballots were Democrat ballots. Why don't the Democrats or why don't these people that are working the polls ever find lost Republican ballots?
Right. Well, I've said this before.
Without Al Franken, we would have never had Obamacare.
Exactly. Exactly.
So this tells you how important voter election integrity is. Mm-hmm. And so there are states that are taking their own steps to ensure that the voter rolls are clean. And I do hope that on President Trump's next stop, he continues to talk about voter ID, because a citizenship ID, like a real ID, like the ID that you and I both need to use now when we fly, starting October 1st, 2020, I took a picture in the airport. We all need a real ID to fly. Well, what is a real ID? A real ID is a citizenship ID.
Right. Yeah.
That's the ID we need at the polls.
Exactly. And if you're already going to do it there, I mean, you know, why not everywhere else? Exactly. I mean, we've already compromised driver's license in California, for example, you know, to your point, anybody, you know, in Nevada, you know, they just, you know, when they opened up driver's license in Nevada and California, you know, to everybody, it's, you know, it's like ridiculous. How do you do this?
I mean, well, and this is the pattern, okay? The Democrats aren't stupid. Okay, they've been practicing voter fraud for 50 years. They bust in people like James O'Keefe exposed, like Andrew Breitbart exposed. They used to register Mickey Mouse. They know that if they dirty the rolls, then they have a chance to dirty the elections. They'll have extra ballots that they can harvest and use. And so the pattern is not only to dirty the rolls with just registering everybody and their brother. Acorn never went away, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Acorn was a hydra with many heads. It just took the form of many different NGOs that are operating across this country.
Mm-hmm.
But what the Democrats say is, oh, we must give driver's licenses to illegal aliens in order for, I don't know, safety or identification reasons or whatever the reasons they come up with. Well, then they implement, they give driver's licenses to illegal aliens, and then the next step is, well, we must have automatic voter registration at the DMV, where you have to opt out of registering to vote instead of opt-in like you do now.
Right. And then you get the illegals who receive a ballot in the mail, and they go, oh, it must be okay. And then you get people knocking on the door because they have a list of all these illegal immigrants who are here and who have a California driver's license or a Nevada driver's license. They're knocking on the door and saying, hey, did you vote yet? Well, I don't know how to vote. Well, did you get a ballot? Yeah, we got it. It's right here. Well, here, just sign off on it. Don't worry. We'll fill it out for you. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Right, and that's a form of ballot harvesting, which is only legal in California and not the rest of the state. That's what the Republicans were busted for in North Carolina, for ballot harvesting, and we still won the special election in North Carolina. And so voter fraud actually does happen on both sides, but like I said, not to the extent that the Democrats use the loopholes of the system in order to muddy the system, to dirty the rules for their advantage.
Mm-hmm. Well, like we said, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, says that there's no voter fraud. And I go, wait a minute, how can you say there's no voter fraud? People are getting indicted and convicted for voter fraud. How can you say voter fraud doesn't exist? And he's the former Attorney General? What does that tell you?
Well, and the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, and Barack Obama now are working on gerrymandering.
Yes.
So this is another way that the Democrats, and this is why the Democrats want illegal aliens counted in the census. It's because it gives them more representation. It gives them more power. If illegal aliens weren't counted in the census, for example, California Democrats would lose a lot of seats. They wouldn't have as many state seats as they have because they are overrepresented. 30% of California's population, the largest percentage of the population of illegal aliens reside in California.
In California, exactly. Exactly. Well, Megan, at ReaganBabe.com, you've got a couple of articles that I wanted to bring to mind here. We've got about 3 minutes left. And speaking of Florida, Florida has agreed to begin arming teachers as other states consider doing the same, right?
Right. And this is in the wake of the Parkland shooting, and thanks to Ron DeSantis, that California teachers, if they go through the proper training, many of them are former military, some of them are former LEOs, et cetera. If they go through the proper training, they will have the ability to CCW on campus. Why are we protecting our banks and not our children? Why are we protecting our money with armed guards and we aren't protecting our children? It does not make sense. When you look at the mass shootings, no matter if they happen at theaters or if they happen at malls or if they happen at schools, they are all gun-free zones.
They're all soft targets.
Soft targets.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Of people that are deranged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, you know, God bless Ron DeSantis and what's going on here, and a lot of other states, as you say, are starting to consider the same thing. You also have a column there regarding fake news. ABC attempts to pass off gun range footage as combat footage in Syria to blame Trump. What happened? Did they lose their budget for foreign, you know, video shots or what?
This is so dangerous. This is so dangerous, and of course the mainstream media is not talking about. This is a war hoax. This is endangering people's lives. They literally took a video from a gun range in Kentucky, and then they manipulated the video by slowing it down, adding light, creating other, you know, making other changes to the video in order to make it look like, and then the chyron at the bottom was slaughter in Syria.
Wow.
Slaughter in Syria. It was at a gun range in Kentucky. This is why the mainstream media is referred to as the enemy of the people. They are nothing but a Soviet-style propaganda network, whether it's ABC or CBS or NBC or CNN. They are not looking for the truth. They certainly aren't publishing the truth. They are simply putting out propaganda in order to deceive the American people. And more than that, they are doing it to sabotage this president because they simply don't like his policies or they don't like the man. So they would say, and what ABC did after that bill, real quick, is they came out and said, "Oh, it was a mistake." How?
Yeah,
is it a mistake?
How can that be a mistake?
Video?
Exactly. When you purposely do something, oh, that was an accident. It was a mistake.
Yeah, a mistake doesn't have editing to it.
Yes.
You know, and then a chyron that says slaughter in Syria.
And ABC, I mean, you know, you would expect it from, you know, MSNBC or, you know, even CNN, but ABC has found a new low that even, you know, I question if, you know, Zucker and et al., even an MSNBC would stoop to.
Oh, I think they already have.
Megan Barth, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project. Thanks, Megan. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that